Show me Hugh McFadden here after the game. Hugh, a clinker of a goal yourself, but happy to get away with a win overall as a team.
Yeah, look, you know, as a few of the boys probably alluded to already, any day you come into Celtic Park and you get a victory is a good day. Look, you know, people probably analysed Derry's league performance up until date and they probably weren't giving them any of a chance. But, you know, when you look at the name Derry 15 today, there was a lot of quality footballers in it. The Slot Neil contingent come back and they had a lot of good footballers and they posed us a lot of problems today. I suppose we maybe a wee bit disappointed that we let them back into the game at various stages, similar to the Calvin game, as people would have pointed out. But I suppose that's something we have to notice. But when we were going well, we moved very well. I was lucky to get on the end of a very good move involving Jamie Brennan and Ryan McHugh. A nice finish, and Keane Mulligan got a fantastic goal. And Ryan and Patrick were unlucky not to have two other goals that involved some quality football. And then, look, you look, Paddy Michael was kicking scores of the highest quality. The last day was Michael Langan and Kieran Thompson. So it's nice to see now an array of scores coming across the team.
When you're running up the sandbanks in Fintra in the cold days of December, you look forward to days like this, sunshine and championship football?
Yeah, they're not the nicest places. As we call the Warner in Fintra, and we're down in the banks and the hills in Dunfanaghy, you know, these are the days you're working towards. But I suppose now, you know, the new championship format is a big change for all of us, a big change for the players, the supporters and even the media. We're used to kind of one big day out and then 4 weeks, but it's rolling out now back to back every 2 weeks, and that's probably something now we enjoy it as players, but it's going to be interesting to see how it moves forward during the summer.
We'll look ahead now to Down, a couple of weeks away. They were a shock package maybe last year for a lot of people, so they're not to be messed with either.
No, you know, if we're talking about the calibre of team that Monaghan are, well, Down actually knocked them out of last year's Ulster Championship, and any team that can beat a Monaghan team has a team with plenty of quality, so we'll look at them. Unfortunately, the game wasn't on TV last night, so we couldn't put the feet up and watch it, but I'm sure Declan and the boys will have their work done and we'll look forward and analyse and break them down over 2 weeks. But there's good footballers in Down and we'll need to be on our best game to get anything out of that.